Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Thursday, November 28th. A blast of winter weather is expected in Grey Bruce this weekend. Environment Canada meteorologist Jeff Coulson tells Bayshore Broadcasting News it's going to be a long-duration lake effect snow event, likely getting going this afternoon or evening and lasting until at least Monday.
But it is important to note that anyone planning travel through any of these counties from Thursday evening through at least Monday should be aware they're going to be encountering potential pockets of very poor visibilities in snow and blowing snow.
In the latest update from Environment Canada, there are snow squall warnings in place for the Bruce Peninsula, northern Grey County, and southern Bruce County. Grey Bruce OPP say they have charged a man after a robbery in Saugeen First Nation. They say on Tuesday at about 1:45 in the afternoon, police were called to a business on Highway 21 in Saugeen First Nation. They say a man entered a business and threatened the store cashier with a weapon. The suspect left and was located a short distance away. They say no one was injured. A 30-year-old man from Saugeen First Nation is charged with robbery using a restricted or prohibited firearm, disguise with intent, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, and failing to comply with a release order and failing to attend for fingerprints. Parallel parking and an ad hoc committee to sort out confusion over the preferred options for the cenotaph were some discussion points in Saugeen Shores Monday night. The latest plans for Southampton's High Street reconstruction project were presented by consultants R.J. Burnside to Saugeen Shores Committee of the Whole. It's part of an infrastructure update project. Council's committee recommended some changes to the plan that was presented Monday night. They opted for parallel parking at the end of High Street between Huron and Front Street on the north side. They also decided to have an ad hoc committee created to make a decision on potential changes to the cenotaph. The Township of Southgate is hosting an open house this evening for residents to provide their thoughts on community planning topics. It's at the Frank McIntyre Building in Dundalk from 5:30 to 7:30 this evening. It will address additional residential units like granny flats or basement suites, decks and accessory structures like detached garages, and changing the approval process for select types of planning applications from council to municipal staff. You may be getting some tax relief this Christmas from the federal government and the province. Premier Doug Ford has agreed to join Ottawa in a two-month tax-free holiday on certain goods. Ford says the provincial sales tax will be removed on certain items between December 14th and February 15th, including kids' clothing and chips and candy. Mediation between Canada Post and its workers has been paused. Labour Minister Stephen McKinnon says he wants to meet with Canada Post and the Canadian Union of Postal Workers in his office. He says he wants to put an end to the nearly two-week-old strike since mediation doesn't appear to be working. About 55,000 workers are picketing, asking for a fair wage and better working conditions. That's a look at news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. Florida put an end to the Leafs' four-game winning streak with a 5-1 victory. Auston Matthews did not play. He could return Saturday when the Leafs visit Tampa to close out November. And the NHL scoring leader is... yes, you guessed it. Carolina's Martin Nagus. Canes beat the Rangers. No games on the NHL schedule today for U.S. Thanksgiving, but there's a triple header in the NFL starting at 12:30 with Chicago and Detroit. That one's followed by the Giants visiting the Cowboys. The night game is Miami in Green Bay. And the Raptors defeated the Pelicans for their first road win of the season. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. In the OHL, the Owen Sound Attack won a close game in Erie last night. Matt Hermes has more.
Bruce McDonald was the overtime hero for the Attack, scoring the decisive goal in his first game against his former team as Owen Sound beat the Otters 3-2. Tristan DeLille and Antonio Tersini also scored for Owen Sound, who ended a four-game slide. Next up for the Attack is a trip to Kitchener tomorrow night. You can hear that game live on Key of Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. Matt Hermes, Erie, Pennsylvania.
You can always find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, there are snow squall warnings in place for northern Grey County, southern Bruce County, and the Bruce Peninsula. It's a multi-day lake effect snow squall event that begins tonight. A high of +2 today. There's a risk of snow squalls overnight. A low of -3, the wind chill -8. We could get about 15 centimeters of snow tomorrow, a high of +1. Right now, it is +1 in Lion's Head, -1 in Hanover, and it is +1 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.